This will be the fourth presidential election in a row that Ralph Nader has appeared on Wisconsin's presidential ballot. This time, he's been largely ignored by the major parties. And Nader says that even though he's planning to be on the ballot in 45 states, he's also been ignored by the national media,
which has imposed a blackout, the likes of which I have not seen in 45 years. NBC, CBS, ABC, and even the national public broadcasting.
Nader says he's running again because Democrat Barack Obama and Republican John McCain are too alike on too many issues. Nader says these include the minimum wage. He says that while Obama has talked about raising it, the Democrats' plan would fall short of where the wage was 40 years ago when adjusted for inflation. Nader says both parties also fall short on reforming health care.
The only way we're going to get universal health care with free choice of doctor and hospital and some measure of quality control and cost control, outcomes analysis is the phrase, is by full government insurance. That's the way it's done in every Western country, from Canada to Western Europe. That means full Medicare, not loopholed Medicare. Full Medicare for everyone.
Nader made his best showing in Wisconsin in 2000 when he captured 3.5% of the vote. Many Democrats blamed him for pulling support from Al Gore. Nader calls the charge politically bigoted against third parties. But he adds that for whatever reason, several polls have shown him pulling support from McCain this year. Nader says if the major parties would let him into the debates, he thinks he could make it a three-way race. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.